Defeating depression, finding light through faith. Depression can feel like a fog that refuses to lift, a heavy weight on the soul, a silence that drowns out joy. But even in the darkest valleys, there is hope. Healing is possible, and for many, it begins with a combination of practical strategies and spiritual renewal. From a Christian perspective, one of the most powerful truths is this: you don't have to carry your burdens alone. Jesus invites you to lay them at his feet. Understanding depression. Depression isn't just sadness. It's a complex mental health condition that can affect your thoughts, emotions, energy, and even your physical health. It can be triggered by trauma, loss, stress, or sometimes appear without a clear cause. Recognizing it is the first step toward healing. Common symptoms: persistent sadness or emptiness, loss of interest in activities, fatigue or low energy, difficulty concentrating, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, changes in sleep or appetite. Practical tips for managing depression. While faith is a powerful anchor, God also works through practical means. Here are some steps that can help. 1. Talk to someone. Reach out to a trusted friend, pastor, or counselor. Professional therapy is not a sign of weakness. It's a tool for healing. 2. Establish a routine. Depression thrives in chaos. Create structure in your day, even if it's simple. Wake up, eat, move, rest. 3. Move your body. Exercise releases endorphins, which can improve mood. A walk in nature or gentle stretching can be a good start. 4. Limit isolation. Depression often urges you to withdraw. Resist that urge. Attend church, join a small group, or volunteer. Connection heals. 5. Feed your mind. Read scripture, listen to uplifting music, or journal your thoughts. Replace negative self-talk with God's truth about your worth. A Christian perspective. Finding Jesus in the storm. Jesus never promised a life free of suffering, but he did promise his presence in the midst of it. In Matthew 11:28, he says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." This isn't just poetic comfort, it's a divine invitation. Depression may tell you that you're alone, but the gospel tells a different story. You are seen, known, and loved. How to give your burdens to Jesus? Pray honestly. You don't need fancy words. Just speak from your heart. Read the Psalms. They are full of raw emotion, grief, anger, hope, and praise. Surrender control. Let go of the need to fix everything yourself. Trust in God's timing. Lean into grace. You are not defined by your lowest moment. Jesus offers redemption. Hope is a journey. Healing from depression isn't always instant. It's a journey, sometimes slow, sometimes painful, but never without purpose. God can use even your suffering to shape your story, deepen your faith, and help others. If you're struggling, know this: you are not alone. There is help, there is hope, and there is a Savior who walks with you through every valley. Biblical figures who faced hardship and found victory. 1. David, the shepherd who became king struggles. David faced rejection, betrayal, and intense emotional turmoil. He was hunted by King Saul, lived in caves, and wrestled with guilt after personal failures. Emotional depth. Many psalms written by David reflect his anguish. "Why are you downcast, O my soul?" Psalm 42:5. Victory. Despite his flaws and suffering, David was called a man after God's own heart and became Israel's greatest king. Elijah, the prophet who wanted to die, struggles. After confronting the prophets of Baal, Elijah fled into the wilderness, exhausted and afraid. He cried out, "I have had enough, Lord. Take my life." 1 Kings 19:4. Divine encounter. God met Elijah not in a storm, but in a gentle whisper, reminding him that he was not alone. Victory. Elijah was restored and continued his prophetic mission, even mentoring Elisha before being taken to heaven in a whirlwind. 3. Job, the man who lost everything, struggles. Job lost his children, wealth, and health. His friends misunderstood him, and he felt abandoned. Raw honesty. Job questioned God, lamented his existence, and poured out his grief. Victory. God honored Job's integrity, restored his fortunes, and gave him even greater blessings than before. 4. Joseph, from prison to palace, struggles. Betrayed by his brothers, sold into slavery, falsely accused, and imprisoned. Faithfulness. Despite injustice, Joseph remained faithful and trusted God's plan. Victory. He rose to become second in command in Egypt, saving nations from famine and reconciling with his family. 5. Paul the Apostle, who suffered constantly, struggles. Beaten, imprisoned, shipwrecked, and afflicted by a thorn in the flesh. Perspective. Paul wrote, "We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, struck down, but not destroyed." 2 Corinthians 4:8-9. Victory. He spread the gospel across the Roman world and authored much of the New Testament. What these stories teach us: God is near to the brokenhearted. Psalm 34:18. Suffering is not the end of the story. It can be the soil where faith grows. Jesus understands pain. He wept, was rejected, and suffered deeply. Yet through his resurrection, he offers us eternal hope. If you're walking through a season of depression, these stories remind you, you're not alone, you're not forgotten, and your story isn't over. God specializes in turning ashes into beauty. Note, if you feel extremely anxious and feel you need medical attention right away, call 911 or the emergency number in your country, or visit a doctor. Once you are stable, visit your pastor and start spiritual counseling.